Shop Woodhouse Mazda first and experience the Woodhouse difference. At Woodhouse Mazda, we make car buying simple. From the Mazda CX-9 to the Mazda 3, we are sure to have something that fits your needs. Visit one of our two convenient locations in Omaha to shop our showroom or take a test drive.
On behalf of George, thanks for everybody that's remained fully hushed with us. See you on Big Red Overreaction tomorrow. Maybe in yours truly, after Nebraska and Ohio State are done. We've had some doozies after Nebraska-Ohio State games.
Yep.
Make it civil, everybody. Just like debate Twitter last night.
Oh, yeah.
Just keep it civil. Keep it civil.
Yep.
I've said this, and I'm not being snarky or whatever. I'm just very curious on what shows like that will be like this year. I guess the first call will be like, you know what, I'm glad to have football back. It was great. You know what, there's a lot of promise. We'll get them next week. Mm-hmm. And the next person will be like, well, Frost and Martinez got to go. They got to go. They got to go. They got to be out. Can't have this anymore. Can't have it. Won't have it. Need to move on. 2020-01 will be here before you know it. Hmm. For people just tuning in, that's a hypothetical thing. Also, next week, since we'll lead into Halloween, will be a full-on discussion about the best Halloween candy.
Oh, yeah, I can't wait.
You and I were just discussing off-air. Only Halloween seasonal candy is candy corn. All of these others you can enjoy year-round.
Yep.
You don't need a holiday to enjoy Reese's or a Twix or Skittles.
Exactly.
Now, you do need Halloween to enjoy the Reese's Franken Cups, which is the Reese's Peanut Butter Cup, milk chocolate with green-colored cream.
No.
You do not like green-colored cream.
No. That does not sound appetizing. No, thank you.
Okay. Before I tell you what I think is going to happen tomorrow, of course, predicted to go wrong. Chad, the UPS driver, we're now making this a segment. He doesn't know this. I think he's on vacation. But he told me yesterday he thinks it will be 42-28. He's got Ohio State 42, Nebraska 28. Spread is nearly four touchdowns.
Okay.
42-28 from Chad, the UPS driver. He also says that Nebraska will go 5-3 in the regular season. I think there will be a trio of teams that go 5-3. I think Iowa will win the West. I think they will take on Ohio State. I think Ohio State will run away with the East. I think how tomorrow looks, I think Nebraska will be able to run the football. It's going to take a little bit for Ohio State in the defensive line. And, I mean, they lost a lot on defense. They've got a lot of promising talent that are the next NFL guy up. But that's the first game of the year, and you've been off for a while. And you got a team that should be able to come in tomorrow in Nebraska and run the football. If Nebraska struggles to run the football tomorrow, what are we doing? You got a veteran offensive line that should not have communication issues. They should be more in sync. Snaps should not be all over the place. You have enough confidence in a young tackle that his first start is going to be on the road at Ohio State against Zach Harrison, who is going to be the next NFL guy out of that defensive end position. You've got a running back in Dedrick Mills. Feed him the ball. 20-22 carries every game. He's a guy that can take the pounding, and he can take the pressure off the quarterback, regardless of who that quarterback is. I said when we began the show today, talking about Adrian Martinez on a listener email, getting into the quarterback spot, make it simple. Don't need to be hero. Don't need to worry about who's behind you. Don't tiptoe through the tulips. Go out there, play hard, make decisions. Do not cough up the football. Do not be a hindrance to your team. Make winning plays, but let 10 other people on the field help you. And I think he will. I think he's cleared the mechanism upstairs between the ears. He's a whole nother player. Now, what version will we see? The Minnesota game as a freshman or the Illinois game last year? You would take a combo of both when I think those were his two best games that he's played at Nebraska. I think Adrian will play well tomorrow. I think Nebraska offensively will learn more about that's where you're going to go moving forward because I think they will look good. Now, they still have problems trying to find a proven playmaker at wide receiver, But watch Tompkins, watch Fleming. Those are two guys that are part of the future of Nebraska football. On the defensive side, what does good defense look like this year? I think what defenses look like for Nebraska last year and the year before. I don't think Nebraska's ready to make that huge jump defensively yet. I mean, are they going to go from giving up 27 points a game to lopping off a touchdown and they'll give up 20? That might put them in the top 30 of scoring defense in the country. Maybe, but it's not going to happen this year. What's going to happen with defense this year to make it look like it's good is the same thing that they're going to have to do every year regardless of talent. Force turnovers, get the ball back to the offense, get off the field on third down, and be good in red zone defense. Giving up three, much better than giving up seven. And especially in a game like tomorrow. I do think the game unfolds this way tomorrow. I do think it's sloppy at the beginning. I think it's wonky. I think it's choppy. I think Nebraska is in it. And then the second half hits, and both teams get their feet on the ground and more feet on the ground for Ohio State, and Ohio State finds a way to pull away. I don't think this is the ambush that has happened before between Nebraska and Ohio State. I see it in the range of a 44-21 type game with a late score by Ohio State. But the look is the key, and I think there'll be enough tomorrow that you can go, all right, there's something to work with here going into the Wisconsin game. Going to be a challenge for Nebraska, but you know what? Ohio State wants to make an impression, and they want to make a statement. Nebraska does as well. It just will be accepted on different levels. All right, good shows this week. To everybody that tuned in, it's finally here. We've waited this long. Now it's time for football tomorrow for Nebraska and Ohio State. Big Ten is back. You can get a little scouting report on Graham Mertz, the brand new running back Harris, and other Wisconsin Badgers that'll take on Nebraska in week two. They play Illinois tonight. I believe that game, 7 o'clock kick on BTN. So do a little scouting on that one. Join us tomorrow after the game for a Big Red Overreaction. Have a great weekend, everybody, for all of our guests, all of our segments. You missed anything, up on the radio replay page, go to 1620thezone.com, Gary Sharp Show tab. Enjoy it while you get ready for the weekend or throughout the weekend. A full weekend of football from high school to college to the NFL, just like we all plan. For George, I'm Gary, and Sportsmanlike Conduct is coming up next. Make memories this weekend. We'll talk to you with Damon on Big Red Overreaction after the game tomorrow.